First, we think about winter, the holidays, the weather, the moods. What songs do we have to go along with our snowy state of mind? Folk musicians from all backgrounds have their own winter stories to tell about how the season makes them feel. WPR's Dan Robinson is the host of the show Simply Folk, and he has some great seasonal music to share with us. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob. It's great to be here.
Before we get into some of your specific recommendations, is this a great time of year for people to write folk songs? A lot of inspiration out there?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, I was just putting the show together for this coming Sunday when we have a lot of holiday music on there, and trying to pare down all the music, the great music out there into a three-hour show is like trying to fit 10 pounds of flour in a one-pound bag. It's just, there's just a lot of great songs out there.
Do you see particular themes coming up in the music as you try to sift and winnow, as we say in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, obviously, the winter season as a backdrop for the holidays up here in Wisconsin. We've been having winter now for, what, like 5 months already, I think, something like that. And so you'll see that come through a lot in the songs, the winter solstice, that winter time. But then also in terms of, like, say, Hanukkah or Christmas or even music for Kwanzaa, I think that sense of community, relationship, family, connection, all that comes through pretty strongly in the music.
All right, let's get into some music now. You gave us a big list, and you just mentioned winter solstice. That's right around the corner. Let's check out one track you shared, In the Dark by Katie Dahl off the album Wildwood.
It's that time of year when it's hard to say what's being born again, what is dying. It's that time of year, brightest stars and the darkest days, woman heavy on a bed of straw, the cattle crying.
Tell us a little bit about Katie Dahl in this song, Dan.
Well, first off, Katie's a great musician, and she's from Door County, and we love to highlight Wisconsin artists on Simply Folk. And this, as you mentioned, is off her new album, Wildwood, just came out with that this year. She performs with her husband, Rich Higdon, and she wrote the song when they were expecting their first child. And so the song has that wonderful sense of anticipation. I love that line. It's hard to tell, you know, what is dying and what's coming forth right now. It's that sort of that in-between time. And I think that comes through beautifully in the music. I love her guitar playing in that. And just the whole album is just a really great album. And like I said, we feature her music on Simply Folk quite a bit.
Now, as opposed to Christmas carols, I think a lot of folk music for this time of year might have a little more of a bittersweet edge to it. Not that wholehearted embrace of the season necessarily.
Well, you know, I think it has both. Certainly, there's a lot of songs out there that say, you know what, this isn't necessarily all jingle bells and Christmas cookies and stuff, because it is. One of the things I love about folk music is the honesty behind it. Yes, you know, there are some songs that try to emphasize the positive, but they also take an honest look at life and even the little details of life. And I think that song we just heard from Katie Dahl, that idea of her expecting that child, that thing that's, you know, the most ordinary thing in the world and yet so special, and yet so folk music sort of captures that mood. And I think it does it with Christmas as well.
Let's hit winter solstice again before we move on to Christmas. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter off of a 12 Songs of Christmas album, Come Darkness, Come Light. The song is The Longest Night of the Year.
We stare into the firelight while December beats outside, where the darkest hearts reside on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight, let the candle burn all night, tomorrow welcome back the light. It was the longest.
Now, Mary Chapin Carpenter, one of the bigger names on the list you sent along to us, Dan.
Well, I love the mood in this song, what it projects. I mean, it just makes you want to curl up in a blanket in front of a fire. Now, in my house, I'd have to be in front of the TV or the computer, but hey, you know, it's still the same.
Light
the
a
same
candle,
vibe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Light the candle. But that warmth comes through in that song, I think, so well.
Let's move on to just some seasonal weather songs. As you say, winter started a little early here this year. We've had some snow. You sent us a couple snow-themed songs, both the same name, I think. First, Let It Snow by Rhonda Vincent from Beautiful Star.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so
So a twist there on the carol, Let It Snow. Do folk musicians often tackle those standards?
Oh, gosh, yes. There's a lot of versions of that song, for example, out there. And, you know, that's a pretty straightforward bluegrass version of that. And she does a great, great job with that song, I think. The other version that I gave you was from a Madison-based duo of Eric Chelland and Beth Kelly. They perform as Kerosene Kites. And I love their take on that song. And it's kind of fun to play those kind of back-to-back to hear the difference in their version of it.
Yeah, let's take a shot at that Kerosene Kites take on Let It Snow.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, they definitely changed the rhythm and cadence of the song there.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you mentioned how to pair the number of songs down into our show or into your. I always had a hard time paring that song down. I just love their version of that. I wish we could play the whole thing, but, you know, we don't have time for that. But they do a great job with that. And it, like I said, it's fun to kind of compare and contrast the two takes on that song.
Well, now, I don't want to put any sneaky plugs in here, but might someone be able to listen to a full version of that on the next edition of Simply Folk?
Well, you know, I thought you should mention that. But actually, not the next one, but on the 29th.
Okay.
We're going to do a little winter, some snow songs in there. So I'd encourage, no promises, but I'd encourage the listeners to tune in on the 29th. I think you might hear that song.
Talking to Dan Robinson from WPR's Simply Folk. He's sharing some great music of the season with us. Well, let's turn to Christmas now. We've got a song from the trenches here, a World War I Christmas song by John McCutcheon, Christmas in the Trenches.
I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rest.
So the story there, Dan, I imagine, of the famous Christmas truce from early in World War I.
Yeah, in 1914, along the Western Front in Europe, small little ceasefires broke out during Christmas Eve that year, with German and Allied soldiers sharing food and drink, swapping prisoners and the bodies of the deceased, and sharing in some holiday cheer. And there's a lot of songs out there that have their take on that. But that's one of my favorite by John McCutcheon. I love his voice, and I love the story that he tells in that the soldiers are brought together by singing.
And a lot of great storytelling traditions, of course, in folk music. And the holidays bring out some of that, too.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. And I think one of the songs that you might have there is The Christmas Ship by Lee Murdoch, which is, again, we like to emphasize Wisconsin musicians or Wisconsin stories. And this is a great story there. The Rouse Simmons was a ship that sailed in the late 1800s and early 1900s, bringing lumber from the upper peninsula of Michigan to Chicago. And on the last run of the season in November, it would bring a load of Christmas trees to the German population in Chicago. And in the night of November 23rd to the 24th in 1912, it sank with all hands lost off the shore of Two Rivers. And the captain was Herman Schuneman, but the story goes on with his wife continuing the Christmas tree tradition for many years after that. It's a great take on that story.
Let's give a little listen to Lee Murdoch and the Christmas Ship.
Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship.
Talking to Dan Robinson, host of WPR's Simply Folk, about folk songs for the winter season and the holidays. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite folk artist or song you like to listen to, especially when the temperatures drop, the snow falls, maybe at a holiday gathering of some sort, let us know. If you have a question for Dan about the artist we've heard so far or who he might recommend for you, join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Dan Robinson is with us, host of WPR Simply Folk, talking about folk music for winter and the holidays. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have any favorite artists who wrote great winter-themed folk music or a favorite song in particular? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dan, we had some recommendations on Facebook already. Dave, and you found some of the songs for us. Dave writes the Swedish band Triakel, and the song Dave recommends is Christmas Song. Here's a listen.
God morgon, kära fader, fredeliga män. Gud låter vakna glader. Ingen dag redan, ingen dag skiner sen. Ingen måne lyser än.
Dan, I don't speak Swedish, but this one sounds pretty upbeat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one is from our archives. You know, Simply Folk's been around for 40 years. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary, and we have a number of recordings in our archives from here in Wisconsin. And that one was from a performance back in 2000 by Triakel. And it's a Stafensvisa, which is a traditional type of Swedish song. And it talks about or sings about young people traveling around the village asking for food and drink, kind of a wassail kind of thing, only in Sweden. So, yeah, it's a, kind of a fun song.
Well, from Sweden, let's turn to Mexican and Latin American traditions. Set this one up for us, a song by Gabby Moreno.
Yeah, so this is off her album Posada. And Las Posadas is a Mexican tradition, the days leading up to Christmas, when a couple in the community will visit a different house each night, reenacting the journey in the Christian scriptures of Mary and Joseph looking for lodging before the birth of Jesus. And so the song we're going to hear a clip from is titled Hacia Belén va una burra rin rin, and it means a donkey is going to Bethlehem rin rin. And part of the lyrics are the donkey carries its chocolate pot. I was mending, I mended, I put a patch on, I took it off. The donkey carries its chocolate whisk in its stove. Mary, Mary, come running here, for it's eating the chocolate. And this is a traditional Christmas song in Mexico.
Lleva su chocolatera, rin, rin. Yo me remendaba, yo me remendé. Yo me eché un remiendo, yo me lo quité. Su molinillo y su anafre. María, María, ven acá corriendo. El chocolatillo se lo están comiendo. María, María, ven acá corriendo. Que el chocolatillo se lo están comiendo.
Well, those two last two remind me, Dan, the challenge that faces you in pulling together a holiday show, not just American folk music. You've got a whole planet to choose from here.
Well, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches, I guess. I mean, it's a nice challenge to have. And I tell you, I love that song. I love the rhythm and how it carries you forward. It's just really energetic, and I think it's real celebratory. So it's fun to play those songs from different traditions.
Well, before we move on to some other holidays of the season, I want to go back to some that our listeners suggested on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Ruth, who suggested the song Chickadee by Manxon, Hills, and Herdman. Here's a taste of that.
We've got tea and clover, honey, fresh baked bread to warm our day, stack of wood and a hissing fire to keep the cold winds at bay. Chickadee, chickadee, chickadee-dee, singing in the sleeping trees. Chickadee, chickadee, chickadee-dee, soon they will be waking.
Well, I don't know where to go with that one. They keep switching back and forth from that minor key to the major key, Dan. Is this going to be a happy song?
Yeah, no, it's an upbeat song. And one of the things I love about Simply Folk, we know we have our monthly listen request show, and inevitably somebody's going to request a song, or more than one person, that I'm not familiar with. And this was a new one to me. And it's a great song. I love that trio, Herdman, Hills, and Manxon. We play them quite a bit on the show. But it was a new track for me, and it was fun to get that and to listen to that, because I love their harmonies.
Yeah, you've got quite a community over there on Simply Folk, making requests and learning things from you as well.
Oh, the Simply Folk community is absolutely wonderful. I feel like we are so fortunate. on WPR and Simply Folk to have the listeners that we have, and then pitching in each month to request a song and just a little pitch myself. You know, there's still room on the playlist. We always have it on the second Sunday of the month, and this coming would be January 12th. So if you go to simplyfolk.org, there's a form on the website where you can send in your own request. And if we can play that during the show, we will.
Getting some great music advice, folk music for the winter season with Dan Robinson from Simply Folk. You can hear the full show Sunday evenings on the Ideas and NPR and News and Classical Music Networks from 5 to 8 p.m. or stream it if you want at WPR.org. Well, let's move on to Hanukkah. You shared a song there. Tell us before we listen about Light by Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, well, it's known as the Festival of Lights, and it commemorates the victory of the Maccabeans over the empire of their time and the rededication of the temple there in Jerusalem. And it starts on December 22nd and goes until the 30th. So this coming Sunday, we'll have some music for Hanukkah. And this song is a contemporary singer-songwriter kind of piece by Lisa Loeb. And I just love the feel of the song, and it's just a beautiful piece.
Let's give a listen. Light by Lisa Loeb.
One, two, three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nights celebrate our light. Lie, 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 lie.
It's got to be a challenge for a folk musician, Dan. Do I go back to an old standard and put my own spin on it, or do I come up with a new treatment of the same themes?
Well, there doesn't seem to be any lack of inspiration from musicians because we get a lot of both. I mean, it's if you listen to the show, you'll know that we try to emphasize both the contemporary and the traditional, and I think a lot of folk musicians do that as well. You know, you'll get something like Rhonda Vincent doing a fairly straightforward take of Let It Snow, and then you get something like the Kerosene Kites who will say, "Hey, let's put a really unique twist on that." And it's kind of fun to see both of those movements in the music.
Now, Kwanzaa coming up also, and you've got a selection here from us by Sweet Honey and the Rock, another big name from their album Selections, 1976 to 1988. This is called Seven Principles.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
So Sweet Honey and the Rock, a pretty familiar name, Dan.
Yeah, that's a great piece. It goes through the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Those first two that we heard were unity and self-determination, and they go on to sing about work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. And it's a great way. I always try to play that song for Kwanzaa every year because it kind of lays out those seven principles. And like a lot of holidays, there's a lot of layers to Kwanzaa as well, but those seven principles are a big piece of that. And hey, you can't go wrong with Sweet Honey and the Rock.
I want to go back to our listeners' suggestions here from our Ideas Network Facebook page. June writes, Patchouli, a.k.a. Terra Guitarra. Was this one you knew?
Oh, yeah. We play Patchouli quite a bit on the show.
Okay.
It's a Wisconsin-based duo of Bruce Hexel and Julie Patchouli. And they perform actually under both names. Patchouli is when they sort of emphasize the singer-songwriter side of things, and Terra Guitarra is when they emphasize the instrumental and guitar playing. Bruce is just a wonderful guitarist. And I think we got a track titled Thanksgiving from them, right?
Let's see. And I think an instrumental like that will serve any season pretty much, Dan, or any holiday.
Well, you know, you can't go wrong with the theme of Thanksgiving, no matter what time of year it is, right?
And one more. Now, we've got New Year's, of course, coming around the corner. Speaking of your embarrassment of riches there. You tell us about the song you picked for us for New Year's.
Yeah, this one's titled Hazel's House. It's by Richard Schindel, who's a pretty well-known, been around a long time as a singer-songwriter in the folk community. And I love this song because of the warm picture it paints, you know, of loved ones gathering for a New Year's party at Hazel's house.
Okay, here's a listen. Richard Schindel, Hazel's House.
It's New Year's and the place is overflowing. Cousins, aunts, and uncles gather round. How long has it been It's great to see you, how you've grown. And the uncles all have one eye on the Rose Bowl. One by one they slink back to the den. Everybody else heads for the kitchen.
Hazel's House by Richard Chanel. Let's bring on a caller before we run out of time. Jim is with us in Stevens Point. Jim, hi.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Dan. Just a couple of holiday albums. One's an instrumental album from Dan Crary. It's called Holiday Guitar. Came out in 1997 on Sugar Hill, and it's just a great guitar holiday album. And Sofia Talvik is a Swedish singer-songwriter. And in 2017, she came up with an album entitled When Winter Comes, and they're both great albums to spend a night listening to.
Well, thanks, Jim, for that. And I did not know about the holiday guitar one, but funny you should mention Sofia Talvik, because we are going to play a track from that album on our show this Sunday. So you have great taste.
Fantastic, Jim. Thanks so much for calling. Dan, as we wrap up, anything you're really looking forward to, holiday or not, in 2020?
Well, it's always kind of fun to see the new CDs roll in after the turn of the year, and particularly their take on, as we talked about, some of the traditional tunes and some of the twists that they take on those. And so, yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to the new music that's going to come out with the new year.
Dan, thanks again for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob. Love talking.
That's Dan Robinson, host of WPR's Simply Folk. We talked to him today about folk music inspired by the winter season. You can hear Simply Folk Sunday evenings on the Ideas and NPR News and Classical Networks from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Again, Sunday evenings from 5 to 8.